asked for my hand, I gave him my hand with only a few hesitations. The plans were all laid, the engagement was made, but a few friends expressed reservations when they RSVP'd their engraved invitations. They said, "And sweet and pure, to be sure you are sure before you go through with the wedding. Ere you murmur, I do think it's through, think it's through. As to where this affair could be heading." No pun intended. Now every night at the midnight hour, I walk around this bloody tower. Though I know I should go to my final reward. And I will, but not until I find my lord. My lord can be vulgar, my lord can be lewd, a glutton for mutton, his manners are crude, but he can be charming when he's in the mood. Oh yes, I assure you he can. My lord, my master, my man. My lord is a giant, my master is strong, all howling and growling if something goes wrong. Whenever he hit me, it never hurt long. Gentle and good. You didn't mean it. I know you didn't mean it. You were just doing the best that you could. My lord, if you'll only forgive me, I swear I know I'll get better, be getting an heir. There's no kind of problem our love can't repair. Nothing that we cannot. I search and search and search, but I locate not my lord. I'm not afraid of you. You've already cut off my head. What else could you possibly do to me? There are so many things we'd be capable of with my no untraditional yet unconditional. I try to ignore. The more I ignore them, the more they implore. The man that you worship, obey, and adore is a pig. He's a pig. Nothing less, nothing more. Forgive me. I must have been bewitched to even think such a thought. I promise to give all the best that I can to my lord.